I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media. The Rare Book and Manuscript Library at the University of Illinois has acquired a handwritten document by Isaac Newton, the 17th century English scientist famous for his theory of gravity and contributions to modern calculus. This document is not about those things, however. It's about making a philosopher's stone, a substance sought by alchemists for turning base metals into gold. Director Lynn Thomas with the U of I's Rare Book and Manuscript Library talks about the Isaac Newton manuscript.
What it is a transcription and translation by Isaac Newton. The initial text that he translated from is lost as far as we know. He has translated from French into Latin, a manuscript that documents how to create the Philosopher's Stone. And this was part of his alchemy studies. And as a scientist in the 17th century, it was not atypical to explore alchemy side by side with what we think of as proper chemistry and physics and mathematics, because at that point, the discovery that alchemy wasn't possible was still not quite cemented. We hadn't actually figured that part out yet. So the scientific method is being applied to the notion that alchemy is possible. And this document is a great demonstration of how what has now become legend and what is science have existed side by side in our own history and in the scientific work of one of the most well-known scientists of our age.
How did the university come to decide that it wanted to obtain this document?
Well, the Rare Book and Manuscript Library received a very generous gift from Jim and Lionel Elsesser with the remit that we needed to purchase something truly spectacular that was reflective of the prestige and importance of the libraries here at Illinois. And so this item came up at auction, and our collections development group discussed it and agreed on a top bid that we were comfortable with, and we ended up winning the auction.
Just being a document of Isaac Newton's would make it of interest. What interest do you see it as giving, as it does represent a sort of scientific dead end?
So much of what we know now in science is a result of numerous dead ends and sideways movements and mistakes that we didn't expect in the course of the experimentation as it was being conducted, but turned out to be important scientific discoveries. The creation and discovery of penicillin, for instance, is something that comes to mind in very much that same vein. So it's important to document the numerous scientific cul-de-sacs and failures and mistakes that are part of learning about our world, because that's how science works. There are dozens and dozens of mistakes before great discoveries are made.
What happens to the document now? How do you store it, and how do you make it available to scholars?
Well, at the moment, the item is being kept in the Rare Book and Manuscript Library's closed stacks, which are highly secure and climate and light controlled. And the item will be cataloged so that it's documented as part of our collections. It will be worked on by the library's conservators to give it appropriate housing that will allow it to stand up to additional handling, because we understand that this is an item that people will want to see. We're also going to have the object digitized over the next few months, and we'll be making those scans publicly available for people that just want to be able to look at it. And there's an opportunity here for someone who wishes to work on a translation from Latin into English, for instance.
At a glance, what condition is the manuscript in?
Given that it is from the late 1600s, it's in quite good condition, but it is ink on thin paper. And because it is not in a sturdy binding of any kind, that makes it more susceptible to damage. But what we want to do is provide additional infrastructure around it so that when it is viewed and used, it does not sustain damage.
Are there many documents existing in the hand of Isaac Newton?
Yes. His entire proper, quote-unquote, scientific output is available at Cambridge University in the UK. The alchemical work that he did was not judged to be relevant to those collections at the time that they were offered, and so they were sold off in 1936 at a major sale, which is how this particular manuscript ended up in private hands.
That's Lynn Thomas, head of the Rare Book and Manuscript Library at the University of Illinois, talking about an unpublished manuscript by Isaac Newton, which translates a work about alchemy. The U of I bought the document at auction last month for $275,000, thanks to a donation from Illinois alumni Jim and Lionel Elsesser. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.